My name is Ricky Stephen LeBlanc II. I am an ASC Certified Master Automotive Technician at Clifford's Car Care. I assist all of our technicians and problems that they're having and also help to resolve any issues that we have at the shop. I started working for Clifford's when I was 15 years old. Clifford has been a second dad to me my whole entire life. Clifford taught me how to drive a standard transmission. He's also the one who taught me most of what I know, and I'm certainly grateful for that. When I first started working for Clifford, I was sweeping floors, mopping floors, cleaning equipment, just a little go-and-do jobs for the technicians that were working at the shop. Clifford's influence on me on making vehicle repairs is really evident one time as he had given me the best piece of advice. I was young, and every time I needed to repair something, I would come up to him and ask him, what do I need to do to take this piece off? How do I repair this? How do I replace this? And one time I came up to him and Clifford just looked at me and said, go figure it out. At that point, my whole look on everything had completely changed. That statement is what turned me from a mechanic into a technician. I had taken the back seat for a while, but now I put myself in the driver's seat because I knew to just go figure it out. One time I was working on a 2000 Volkswagen Beetle. Air conditioning quit on the family and they were looking for answers. I found that the air conditioning system was operating correctly except for the fact that there was a blown fuse for the compressor not turning it on. So the hard part was finding why the fuse was blown, because fuses don't just blow for any reason. There has to be a reason for it too. So searching through electrical schematics, I was able to pinpoint the problem that seemed almost unrelated. A set of switches under the dash having to do with the seat heater for the heated seats, where I found two plugs that were identical that could be plugged into either the rear defrost or the seat heater, was where I found my problem. The illumination circuit for those switches was tied to that AC compressor fuse. When the rear defrost button was accidentally pushed by the consumer, it tried to turn on the seat heater, which pulled too much energy through that fuse and blew it. After switching those connectors, I solved the problem. So what could have been a quite expensive repair was easily taken care of because I took the time to continue and to do my due diligence in finding the problem. We not only saved them time, but we also saved them money. And they were very much appreciative of that. Satisfaction comes for me from giving a customer a good experience of our shop, figuring out these tough problems. That's what keeps me going each day, makes it new, makes it exciting. My name is Ricky Stephen LeBlanc II, and my job is to keep your family safe on the road.